Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very, very special guest with us today, Aaron Dugal.
What's up, freaks?
You're a freak.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Many of you listening and watching probably know Aaron from over the years. She has been a big part of the main channel. You were a big part of Flashback.
Mm-hmm.
You've been behind the scenes of a lot of shows.
True.
And now lunchtime.
True.
Yeah. And the biggest part of lore for you is you're the biggest One Direction fan.
Ever.
At least at Smosh.
I would say so.
I unless someone wants to challenge you.
We do have new people here who are fans, so I'm no longer the only fan, so that's nice.
You're not only fans.
Yes. I'm not only fans.
Right. So you're the number one fan, but there are other fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm really excited because I know for a fact that Shane and I know pretty much nothing. Well, maybe we know like 20%, 30%.
Oh, that's giving me way too much.
Okay.
Yeah. the whole idea behind this episode is that Aaron is going to tell us the history and all the details and the lore of One Direction.
Yeah.
To continue my learning music journey.
Continue my learning of lore, anything.
Of any lore.
Yeah. And this lore is crazy. I'm shocked you don't know anything because it was in the zeitgeist for a while.
One Direction has been running parallel to my life for so long and I never paid much attention to it. I mean, because they blew up when I was like 19 or 20.
Yeah, 2010 to 2015.
Yeah, so I remember being like, as a younger dude, it was that era where it's Twilight and yep. One Direction, where I'm just like, ugh.
Sure.
Lame.
Oh, yeah. I loved Twilight. I read all the books of
you
Twilight.
You did?
Oh, yeah, and saw the movies many times.
Really?
And I rewatched the movie and I went, okay, we can put this to bed now.
did you know that I read half of the book before the movies were even like...
Which book?
You were Twilight. The first?
I started reading Twilight. No, so my mom had a friend. She's like, this is back in like 2006. My mom had a friend who was like in publishing and she's like, oh, my friend says this is like the next big thing. And I was like, okay, like, cool. I was getting, like, this was when I was really getting into reading.
Yeah.
And so I remember reading it and I didn't know it was about vampires.
At all?
I didn't know anything about it. I get this fresh book, and I remember reading half of it and just being like, yeah, I'm not really feeling this.
That's insane.
But it was crazy to read it very, like, organically without knowing anything.
It was just a page-turner. I guess also because I'm really into, like, vampires and werewolves, like, I was like, oh, this is so, so great.
Yeah.
And then when they did the movie, I was like, wow.
Yeah. I don't think I was old enough to read when the books came out, but I loved the movie.
I don't think I learned
that's
it yet.
Disgusting. I think I was out of college.
I think I struggled at that time still. It was, you know, I frankly, I couldn't relate to the main character too well. And
which
and,
one? Edward or Jacob?
Bella. and okay. I frankly thought she was boring as a main character.
She kind of is, and a little annoying.
She's not an interesting character, or I couldn't relate to her at the time. I couldn't get into it. I think if I read it now.
Now you relate to her.
She has to be
a little bit boring.
I relate to her now, yeah. Yeah,
she has to be a little boring because you have to mold her into being whatever Jacob or Edward wants.
Yeah, but the only way I related to her was she had moved from Phoenix to a new state, and I had just moved from Phoenix.
That is relatable for you.
So I was like, uh-oh.
Main character.
Wow.
So anyways. Speaking of Twilight, One Direction is kind of in that vein. And I would say I listened to a lot of One Direction, but like I knew that they came from X Factor, but like I didn't know all the backstory. But I love Harry Styles. Yeah. Like, I followed Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. And Zayn is the hottest one.
He's very hot. He's very mysterious.
And I like his music.
Yeah.
He does music with Sia and like.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that.
What?
Is that true? Yeah. He does music with Sia? Wow.
Yeah.
Are you.
That's crazy.
Do you think you're capable of doing this lore if Amanda
Well, so what? I was like in the One Direction years, I like stan them. But like after their hiatus, I've really only followed Harry.
Fair.
That's where like my alliance lays. But I still support all of them, most of them equally. So
before we get into this, Amanda, were you an NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Oh my God, both. But I was obsessed with NSYNC. I went to their concert. I loved Backstreet Boys, but NSYNC was like my number one.
NSYNC was my number one.
Like too. I was obsessed with NSYNC.
I had that album, the where
Bye Bye
Puppets.
Bye. Yeah. No Strings Attached.
No Strings Attached. I had that album and I listened to it a lot.
Me too.
Really?
Remember that music video?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
The hot model who was just chasing them and she was
Bro,
the puppeteer.
It was fucking awesome. I only liked the couple songs of Backstreet Boys, but NSYNC I was like listening to those albums.
Backstreet Boys had like a couple songs that I was like, okay. They felt like they were like they felt more dad figure to me. Oh. Whereas like NSYNC was like
how old were they?
Hot boys.
Well, Backstreet Boys were like 16 when they started.
Okay, that's like
they were, yeah. I think NSYNC was very young.
I was
too.
Young. I was young.
The problem is, I was so young. I was a little kid. So to me, they were grown adults.
Exactly.
But I look back and I'm like, oh, Justin Timberlake was a little baby.
Uh huh. Yeah. He was such a little baby.
They were all
with ramen hair.
With his ramen hair. I was a big fan.
Any of this.
You don't know anything about NSYNC?
I don't know anything about
NSYNC.
Dude, that's our era.
They were gigantic. Them and Britney Spears.
And Britney Spears.
It was just like this. That was every day.
Really?
I remember my dad, there was a CD shop called Strawberries, like way back in the day. This, again, aging me, but whatever. I don't care. And there was her CD where she's sitting on the ground with her legs out, which is kind of like, okay, whatever. And I think it's Baby One More Time. Mm-hmm. And I think this CD was $17. And it was a big deal. Right. My dad came home from work and bought it for me. And I was like, and my mom was like, Kevin, it's really expensive. And he was like, she loves it. And I was like, the gods have answered me. And it was Britney Spears.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyways. That was... I was a big fan. I was a big NSYNC.
Me too. So that's our
Got it.
Era.
But I don't think there was a big, I don't think there was a boy band of their level until One Direction. Is that fair to say?
There was a couple who tried.
Yeah, there was Jonas
O-Town.
Brothers.
Oh.
Were Jonas
who
Brothers?
Had one song.
The Jonas Brothers were before, but they, I just don't feel.
I wasn't connected to
There
Jonas
was also
Brothers.
Big Time Rush, and I don't know if you guys know this, but One Direction opened for Big Time Rush before
wow.
their first tour.
I don't
and,
even know
yeah.
who that is.
But I think One Direction reached heights. That had not been reached.
Yes, they were
since
like
NSYNC.
The biggest boy band.
Yes,
to
yeah, like
ever
boy
be.
Band. I feel like Jonas Brothers was like Disney boy
it felt
band.
Like different to me.
Yeah,
whereas like
because they're brothers,
right?
It's got to
yeah.
be a
More
group of friends.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's yes. fair.
That's
did they come out the same time as Fifth Harmony, One Direction or no?
No, Fifth Harmony was a few years later.
Female girl band.
I don't know mm-hmm. when Fifth Harmony came out, but that was I think
that was X Factor also. Wasn't
that
it?
Was also X Factor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And Pussycat Dolls, was that X Factor?
It's a good question.
Because the lead
I don't
of,
think so.
The lead of Pussycat Dolls is the judge.
Yeah.
Nicole.
Yeah.
And she was very important in the forming One Direction, which we will get into.
Okay. Kay. Can't wait.
All right.
All right.
Let's get into One Direction.
All right.
I know nothing.
Yes. All right. Hold your clits and your dits. We're going to talk about the Jeez. Traumatic
Whoa.
And mentally ill experience it was to be a One Direction fan.
How long did you have that plan?
Since last night.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You guys aren't seeing this right now. There's a bunch of dolls on the table.
So I figured what better way to help you understand the lore than with, like, visual examples so you can follow. So I have my One Direction dolls here with me.
How long have you had these?
They look like they've been worn.
You
Since 2010, those
no,
jeans
Art bought these for me.
Have lived.
I think, okay, you can't see this, but I think it's really funny that they put Zayn in the Flynn Rider costume. This
what
is not.
Hell?
We got these off of, what was it, like Etsy or eBay?
Yeah, eBay.
So these are kind of like ripoffs. So this is Zayn. He was the mysterious bad boy. He also had the best vocals. He could hit really high notes, which was very important to a lot of people.
Okay.
So that's for you.
Okay, I'll take him because he's the hottest one,
yes.
in my opinion.
Okay. And then we have, Zayn was also my first favorite, not Harry.
Whoa.
Yeah, huge. Then we have Harry. He was the front man. He was charming and he was a womanizer. That's very important. That is how management painted him out to be.
But he wasn't a womanizer.
He kind of a little, he was a little, I think he was just like young and cheeky and like hot. And so he got a lot of girls and
got
so people were like, he's bad.
He's always had like a very old school vibe to him. Like he's got like the Mick Jagger type of
he
vibe.
He loved that era. He loved like letting people know that he listened to like the Rolling Stones, the Ramones. Like he thought he was like very deep for that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then we have Niall. His whole thing was kind of that he's Irish.
He's very
Irish.
That was
like his branding. And he was like happy-go-lucky, just like silly, kind of like a little bit stupid, but like in a cute way. And he was my second favorite.
Always.
Yeah, so before I'm Harry. Holding... It went Zayn, then it went Niall, then it was Harry.
Oh, but then Harry moved up.
Yes, because my sister blackmailed me into taking her to, they had these tour documentaries. So like in 2014, she blackmailed me. She caught me sneaking out and she was like, if you take me to see the movie, I won't tell mom and dad.
Whoa.
So then I was watching it and this was during his headscarf era. If you know, you know. And I was like,
I do know.
And ever since then, I've been a Harry girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Wait. So there's a couple documentaries about Harry that we've talked about.
You're talking about the documentaries that are not made by like One Direction's management. Those are just made by other parties, which I think is very funny that you've watched those.
No, it was just about Harry.
Yeah. Those, they haven't done that yet. They had like a behind the album for his first album that was on iTunes, but it was shorter. So I think you watched the like fan made ones that are on streaming
That's
services.
Fun. I'm so glad you did that.
You're deep into the fan.
Wow.
Wow.
Great.
Then we have Louis, which they didn't give us a Louis doll, so we had Art put on a photo of Louis's face.
That feels right.
What is this outfit?
I don't know. I've never seen him wear this, but it's the sleigh, kind of.
Well.
From what I know about Louis.
Whoa, what's going on with his foot?
That's just how he stands.
All right. He stands
honestly,
on his
tippy toes. Honestly, these are Liam's shoes. Liam would wear these shoes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I have notes. But he was the class clown. He was like silly, goofy, loved a prank. And he wrote a lot of the music for One Direction.
Okay.
Whoa. Yeah. Good luck standing him up because that toe is on the ground.
And then we have Liam.
Whoa.
Damn.
You just tossed Liam into the open end.
So I told Aaron before we started this podcast that I think for a lot of years, actually until last week when we were talking about this episode, I didn't know Liam existed. I think I thought One Direction consisted of four dudes.
See, in that hole.
And it was these four. I truly did. It was like, oh, and then there's Liam. And I was like, who?
I actually get Liam back.
I actually think I didn't know anything about him. I didn't hate him. I didn't love him. I just actually didn't know he existed.
Well, see, he's right here.
And that's so,
and he's a person.
That's so funny because he recently.
Oh my God.
Or like a few years ago, he went on Logan Paul's podcast and said he was the front man of One Direction.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. He said that.
No, and but he's not.
He's not. It's okay, though.
Let's just have, I'm going to have them hold my mic.
It's actually so funny because there would be times when I would like be thinking about or talking to someone about One Direction. And I'd be like, yeah, I feel bad for Louis. I feel like he's the only one who hasn't, you know, made it. Realizing now that
Liam
know Liam existed. So actually,
wait, you know strip that down and that's huge, you know?
Yeah. Do I?
We played it in that
yes,
writer's meeting.
Okay,
recently.
And that's yeah.
That's
look,
Liam.
Guys, they're on the podcast.
Whoa, we got One Direction.
They're holding on to my mic.
They are.
And he's just, you know, being the funny sweet guy, a little dumb.
Yeah.
As you
he's
say.
He's just Irish. He's just Irish.
But I'm Irish.
Me too.
Ah.
But we don't have the accent. And
no,
so
we
different.
Don't. But he's got it.
He also was blonde. That was the huge thing. He's not a natural blonde, but he would dye his hair blonde to be different.
So he's the only blonde.
He is the only blonde.
Got
except
it.
For there was this one era where Zayn had like a blonde streak in his hair. And that was important. That was important.
I think I remember that.
Cool. Okay.
Okay, cool.
So there's five guys.
Yes.
Five guys.
And so these five guys, they individually audition on The X Factor, which you watched the auditions before this because we couldn't play the music.
You did show us the auditions. I was very surprised by some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them were bad.
Some of them were really bad.
Yeah.
But they had this like little mini spark in them.
Yes.
And they were also 16 years old.
Yes. They were young. They were charming. They could not sing. They also could not dance.
A couple
was, like,
could
a
sing.
Thing. A couple could sing. Zayn and Harry could occasionally sing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which was helpful.
Liam was pretty good.
Liam was pretty good, too.
He did the whole Michael Bublé thing, which surprised
me. He did.
they couldn't dance, which is, you know, I will say, See, our era, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
You had to dance.
They danced like crazy.
Right. So that was huge because this was the first boy band who did not dance. And so they were all on individually, and they were about to get voted off.
Okay.
And they, so during X Factor, they made these video diaries that were posted online, kind of like YouTube videos. And that's where people started to kind of like get a glimpse of their personalities. And so I think they started to realize, oh, like, these boys are cheeky. These boys are charming. And so then Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls said, what if we put them in a group? Simon Cowell takes credit for this, but it was actually Nicole. She was the one who said, let's put them in a group.
Whoa.
Huge.
And then, so they put them in a group. They sing Torn.
But Natalie Imbruglia?
Yes. This is very important because that morning, this is the first performance as One Direction. That morning, Louis, where is he? Louis, he gets, is it like stung by a sea urchin and sent to the hospital? And so they're freaking out. They're like, oh my God, they can't perform. And then he somehow, miraculously, he comes back. He's fine. And they sing one of like
he the crawls
worst
back.
Renditions of Torn ever.
Oh no.
And they go to Hollywood with that. And ever since then, they've been a band.
That's what I've learned about X Factor auditions is you can't. It's not just about the voice. It's the X factor.
It is the X factor.
It is the charisma. It's the vibe. Yes.
This is not America's Got Talent.
No.
No.
This is not Britain's Got Talent.
This is not American Idol.
This is X factor.
Yes.
We're not looking for talent.
No.
We're looking for a factor.
Or the X factor.
They did not have it individually. They didn't even have the X factor individually. But when you put them together.
I thought Harry had the X factor.
Harry,
he did, but no one knew yet except maybe Simon.
But. Just from watching his audition, he was funny, he was a little sarcastic, he was confident, he was charismatic. Yeah. He had other dreams other than just singing.
Yes.
Not me getting so deep.
He wanted to be a lawyer.
Yeah. I thought a little bit there. But I could see Simon watching it when all of them auditioned, I was like, he doesn't give a shit what they sound like.
No.
I can tell he's like,
looking at the
I
audience.
I can make money off of you. I can make money off of you.
Yes. And so we see these boys, we follow them along on their like video diaries. They do like these live streams. And truly, I truly believe the reason One Direction is so successful is because of teenage girls. They did not have talent and they were not charming. But the fandom that was created online is what made Simon Cowell be like, wait, there's something here. It was similar to almost like YouTube. Like we weren't really
video
tuning
diaries.
In for their singing. We liked their banter. This is when Larry started to get shipped. It was like the friendship that was being like sold to us. We believed it. That's why we were there.
The parasocial aspect,
yes.
You think maybe inspired Simon Cowell to
yes.
be like, oh.
Because they finished in third place. And a lot of people speculate that Simon had already planned to sign them because he saw the online success. Because this is like the beginning of the internet era, like early YouTube days when fandoms are first being born. And like this is one of, I think, the earliest, like biggest fandoms.
The greats never get first place.
They never
do. One Direction, Daughtry.
So
oh my God.
True.
I remember Daughtry and I was like, this guy's got it for me.
They're just like One Direction.
I was like, you could find him in a local pub and just be like, yo, man.
They found him at Ace Hardware. They're like, can you sing?
He was like, I'm building a house. And you're like, yes, you are.
Anyways.
Daughtry. Wait, who won then?
I think her name was Rebecca.
Okay, well.
Well, that's damn.
I think it also might have been like this finale where whoever won, Harry like whispers in their ear, think of how much pussy you're going to get after this. And that was an iconic.
Who said that?
Harry. Wait. Harry whispered.
See?
And is that who Harry whispers? Yeah. So Harry whispers into the actual winner, think of how much pussy you're going to get after this.
And who said that?
Is that like broadcast or is that like, does that come out later?
No, that's broadcast. And so then like Twitter freaks out. We like clip it and we're like.
Oh, and then we put that he's actually like into like having sex.
Right. Well, no, we always knew. These are some of the horniest teenagers. And we were also horny. So it was just, it was a communal horny community.
Okay. Probably why I didn't, why I wasn't like into
That's
them.
Insane.
Because I was
That's
older.
Insane. Like, I can't. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying because remember NSYNC and Backstreet Boys? I mean,
oh, yeah.
Shane, you were horny for them. I was horny for them. Stop.
I was like,
think.
I was like eight.
Yeah.
I will, Britney, I will say Britney Spears definitely. I mean,
I was like 13, I think.
Yeah. That's when you get. That's when you start becoming
horny. That's the prime age.
I think like 10
yeah, we'll
to
move
14.
On from this.
That was me with Hillary. That was me with Hillary Duff. If you're when you're 12
that's
and 13,
fair. Yeah.
And there's someone who's singing, and it's like they're the hottest person I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Yeah. Yeah. But now we found out the X Factor when he said that to the.
Yeah. Which that makes that tracks for Harry. He's very cheeky. He's very horny.
I didn't know that about him.
Oh,
I
well.
See. I always thought Harry was like a very respectful.
No. Have you watched clips of him performing?
Nope.
He actually, I've like recently when he's performing and he wears like the low cut shirt and he has a little butterfly tattoo. I'm like, ooh, you're cheeky.
Well, I guess he's trying to be the 70s rock star.
Yeah. And he.
Yeah.
It's kind of working a little bit.
Well, it seems like it has worked.
I also really like his music like lately.
Yeah, his music's
thank
great.
Thank you. I don't know why I'm
you're
like,
so welcome.
I've liked his music a lot too. I have heard this is all coming from observation. I have no opinions because I don't know much.
Sure.
But I've heard people describe his music recently as like the perfect music for like Target commercials.
Okay.
That's no.
I kind of see it.
I could see Jonas Brothers being Target commercials.
Oh yeah.
Harry has a little bit more of an edge.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like Target After Dark.
Yeah, Target After Dark.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so I want to get into the crazy fandom side of things. Because again, like I think that's kind of why One Direction is as big as they were, was because of the community and fandom behind them.
It was, I you know, because I had friends who were into One Direction, and I was on the internet, so I would hear about things vicariously. And it was some of the first iterations of like a fandom that I was very aware of that was big and like
we were loud and we were crazy. I'm gonna tease some of the things that we're gonna get into.
Great.
There were protests, there were leaked booty calls, there was hacking security footage, there was kidnappings, there was murder. The fans tried to buy and steal underwear from a hotel at one point. That's what we're gonna get into today.
Were you one of those fans?
So I was a secret fan for the first few years. I publicly hated on One Direction.
Why?
Because in my mind, I was like, if I'm going to marry one of them, I can't be a fan.
That's smart.
That is actually
thinking.
True.
That's
you.
Very smart thinking.
Thank you.
You're right.
Thank you. So, yeah.
Playing
that's,
the long game there.
Yes. Yeah. And I pursued entertainment for no other reason.
Are you only here because.
Do you think we're going to bring on Harry Styles? Is that why you're here?
Did I think that if I pursued entertainment, I'd be more likely to be in a room with them? Yes. But that was, you know, when I was 14. And so we commit to our decisions. And hey, I have been. It worked.
Shoot for the moon and you might hit a Spirit airliner.
No, because I recently.
I knew it. I was like, he's cooking on a joke and he's going to fucking lose it.
You're like, I'm going to make it.
Spirit Airlines. And it's like, ow.
Welcome to Smosh.
I met Smosh because of Harry Styles. So thanks, Harry. But I did recently. This was really devastating news to find out last week. So I worked on a show. I won't say which show and I won't reveal my sources. But I recently found out that at the same time that I worked on that show, Harry Styles visited the show and started dating someone. From that show. I could
that
have
could
been
you.
YN.
So fucked up.
Do we want to reveal who he was dating?
I will not reveal who because I don't think she's in the public eye at all. But cool. I did when he came in. I wore his merch because I was like, I can't be rejected by Harry. Like, he has to know. I'm
it's
a fan.
It's because you wore his merch.
Yeah. I also, like, I walked into the room that he was in and I just gasped immediately. I was like, and he looked up at me and it was devastating. So
I don't think I knew that you had met him.
Well, I keep it quiet because
well,
I'm hoping
she met him from afar. She met him from afar. She had a ghost leave her body and then he like walked away.
When you meet him again, you're going to have to wear a mustache and be
100%.
Like, gee.
Holy goodness, it's Harry.
Now, who are you? Okay.
So yeah, it did work. I pursued this field and it did get me in a room with Harry Styles. He just didn't fall in love with me yet.
I will say that's absolutely devastating that he dated one of your coworkers.
Yeah.
That's devastating.
It could have been me.
Well, I just
do you not think
I don't also want to say like, oh, you fucked up and it didn't happen because you fucked up.
No, why would
you walk
me?
It back?
Why wouldn't
walk
you it date me?
You're digging a hole.
Not, okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back into the crazy fandom stuff. So
one
of the first moments that we really come together as a fandom is for Niall. And this was a movement that we called hashtag Let Niall Sing because our poor little Irish boy, he didn't get many solos.
Let me sing.
And us as like 12-year-olds, we were convinced it was because management was discriminating him because he was Irish.
What?
And
we,
so
we listened to their
what?
From the little information I have now, we listened to their auditions, and I get why he did.
Right.
He didn't have a good voice, but he was, and they kept saying he was adorable, and I'm like, I'm sure he hated that.
Well, he often every song he would kind of just be there like, and then he'd be like, ooh. So we were like, let him sing, let the boy sing.
Okay.
And we were convinced, we were like, they hate him because he's Irish.
What?
And so we were like, if we start this movement, they have to listen to us. They have to like give us what we want.
I've never heard that. They hate him because he's Irish. Okay.
So that was the first time the fans really like realized, oh, we can create change if we come together.
Oh, the fans got their power.
Yeah.
Wait, but did he sing after that?
He did a little bit. It took a few years. And then when Zayn left, he really got to sing.
Okay.
You know? And they gave him one of Zayn's solos, and that was shocking.
Whoa.
Because Zayn has really big range, and so it was like huge that they would give it to Niall before.
Did he do it?
He did okay. He did okay.
Because Niall sings Slow Hands.
He sings Slow Hands.
And that's all I know.
I like that song.
It is a good song. And he plays guitar. The other boys could not play guitar, so he had that going for him.
Huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they not play any instruments?
Just Niall.
This is insane.
That's crazy.
Because I feel like boy bands back in the day had to do everything.
They are different.
I think K-pop groups are like similar to 90s American boy bands.
Yeah. One Direction could not compete with K-pop bands today.
No, K-pop bands are doing
They would blow them out of the water.
There were like amazing dancers and
But there was no one else at the time, so they didn't really have competition, you know? And they were British, and that was huge. That did a lot for
that
them.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
British is automatically hot.
Yeah.
Jane, any thoughts?
I'm not. I'm just like, yeah.
And Irish is hot.
Irish is hot.
Very hot.
Oh. Well,
what?
Accent.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, no. Keep going.
Okay, so the crazy fan behavior continues. When the fans leak a booty call between Zayn, Harry, and some fans. So the boys were trying to get these fans to come up to their hotel room, and they were telling the girls to give security their hairdresser's name. How we got this, I don't know. But that was devastating, because it was the first time we realized, oh my God, like they have sex with people who like aren't us. And so it was like devastating.
Wait, that was the first time you realized that they have sex with fans?
Right, which they did. So.
Ooh.
So that was huge.
So who leaked the booty call?
I don't know.
Fans?
All of the things that were leaked, I truly don't know how people got it. Like, we one time we hacked into an airport security camera, and we watched them just sleep for, hours.
I love that
Okay, I was not part of this. This is when I was a hater.
Did this get leaked onto, Tumblr or something?
Tumblr, Twitter.
They hacked?
Tumblr was huge during their era. We hacked, Auckland or something, and they were just sitting there sleeping waiting for their flight, and we just watched for
hours. Did fans hack into airport security?
We hacked into their hotel security footage. We'd find them in hotels. Two fans snuck into their hotel, went to Liam's room, went to his balcony, and stole his boxers that were hanging out to dry, and then they were later found on a beach, and one of the girls was like wearing them.
Did they get arrested?
No, they just gave the boxers back. But it was very...
They gave...
Sorry.
They're like, it's covered in sand and shit. Take it. And he's like...
I pooped in your pants.
I pooped in your pants.
That's... Okay. I had no idea.
Yeah. I will say it was very easy to find out where they were staying.
Why?
The way that I did it.
The way that I did it.
So there was this one photo, and Harry was like at a pool at this hotel, and there was a lamp in the background. And so I like screenshotted the photo, and I zoomed in on the lamp, and I reverse image searched the lamp, and I cross-referenced every hotel in that city with those lamps, and then I found the hotel. And then I went to the hotel, and there was already a crowd of people outside. This was normal behavior, okay? I'm not outing any...
Do you guys have work to do, or...?
No, I'm like 17.
No,
this is
my
job.
Teenager, you
my job
that.
Is One Direction. So I went to the hotel, and everyone else was there.
On a scale of 1 to 10, in comparison to other One Directioners, how crazy, how obsessed do you think you were? Because if you're doing that, do you think you were still just at like a five?
I think I was the most tame.
I think she's probably a six.
No, I think I was like one of the most tame ones.
You think you were like a one or a two?
Yeah, like I didn't read fan fiction. I didn't write fan fiction. I didn't comment on their posts. I didn't follow them. I just, you know, I went to one concert and I went to their hotel like once.
You went to their...
Were you the one who stole the boxers?
You went to their hotel. You went to their hotel.
I went to Harry's hotel.
Okay.
That makes it different.
And what did you do there?
She
snuck under the covers, and when he came in, she went, "Hello, Harry."
So he offered.
Now's my chance.
He was staying.
Dump my coworker. Waited for this moment.
Dump my coworker. I got an entertainment for you. Sorry, what?
He was staying at Soho House, which is a members thing. So all the other fans just kind of stayed outside, and I was like, "I'm going in. Like, I'm getting in." And so I just walked in,
so
and
I
they
paid
didn't.
$17,000 for a year
for a membership.
I'm paying off my debt currently.
I just sat at the hotel bar for like hours and ate a cheese plate with my sister and cousin, waiting for him to.
You
come
know,
down.
The bartender was like, "Here's another one."
What were you thinking would happen?
I didn't think that far. I was just like, "He will come. We will make eye contact. We will fall in love. We will get married and have babies."
It'd be pretty crazy if you do end up with Harry.
There's actually no way now. I've ruined all of my chances with him.
I don't think so.
Do you think he'll watch this and be like...
I don't think he'll watch this.
I think he's going to watch this and he's...
If he watches this, the chances are zero.
Right. Or if he finds out about my Harry Feet Cam TikTok account that I made.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. That was really funny.
Wait, what? Don't skip over that. What?
That was Let's Do This.
On an episode of Let's Do This, I made an account that was dedicated to fan cam edits of his feet as a bit to be funny, not because I like he has nice feet, but...
No, you crushed that. That was actually so impressive. It was a competition of who could make a new TikTok account that would go viral, and she actually dominated.
Because people like his feet. He has nice feet.
I guess I have to look at his feet.
Look, if you want your chances to remain above 0%,
shouldn't
talk too much about his feet.
No, let's get into his feet.
Because look, after this,
they're very veiny.
Aaron, I'm trying to increase your odds, and you're not helping.
Okay, we'll move on. My next card just says coochies were shaved at One Direction concerts. Every girl that went to a One Direction concert, even if you were like, we were like 12 to 18. We were fully.
Why did we send our daughter to college?
We were like, fully minors at these events with shaved coochies, being like, "I'm ready to lose my virginity to One Direction." And we thought they would. We thought they would see us in the crowd and be like, "Who is she?" And that was.
You thought that they would know that you shaved.
No, we thought they'd be like, "She's so hot." So we were like, "We have to prepare it." Like in the same way you do for like a date.
Wait a second. So were you positive? Hey, were you positive that One Direction wanted it shaved?
There was honestly.
If Harry Styles was 70s,
that's a honey. That's
I'm gonna say Harry Styles is given the
Bush
70s
vibes.
Old school vibes. Yeah.
They're giving shaved nothing there. And Louis giving,
that's fair. There should have been like a Bush movement for minors in the early 2010s.
The One Direction Bush movement. This is insane.
They are British.
I'm trying to put myself in your perspective. You truly were like, I could go to this concert and I could leave and spend the night.
Yeah.
One of them.
And people did.
That's true. Now we know because of the booty
call. Not with minors though. Not with minors.
Okay.
Okay. But was shaved.
I don't know the girl. I didn't ask anyone who's hooked up with One Direction if their coochie was shaved.
Are there people who came?
They could have had a landing strip. People, I don't know.
Are there people who talked about it afterwards of like, "I hooked up with them"?
Yes. And there were Tumblr posts, but they didn't mention the state of their vagina.
But it's not fake because you could easily lie.
Yeah. Do we believe the fans that said
that's
they hooked
fair.
Up
I could easily
Harry?
Go to a Fish concert and be like afterwards.
That's fair. But
hooked
there
up
would
with
be,
all.
Jane, I would have believed that. They just play music forever.
They riffed for about 8 hours. Then we went back to their hotel room.
And we riffed a little more.
The one Fish fan who watches Smosh Mouth is freaking out right
They're
now.
They're like, yes!
Oh, no. But who did the Blowfish them I did.
Oh, no, please, enough. Oh, my God. Hootie and the Blowfish.
I don't know any of these bands.
Darius Rucker.
You've been to a Chili's. What? You've heard Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, you've been to TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, moving back to...
Shaved or not shaved.
They definitely hooked up with fans. There was a few photos like leaked backstage of like girls with them or like in their hotel. So it is like known. And I think like that's just a common thing for like rock stars and pop stars.
I mean, yeah, they're teenagers.
Yeah.
I wonder how the public perception of that would be nowadays compared to back when it was happening.
True. And that was kind of at like the starting point of like Twitter and stuff and like Tumblr.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nowadays it wouldn't fly.
Probably. I think back, well, it's no different than like when you look at like old YouTube videos and you see what was going on in 2011. Right. It's just like, oh my God.
I would be scared to know. I don't need to know.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What's the next sentence you're going to say that's going to shock the shit out of us?
Well, so the next topic is scary.
Okay.
And it is the conspiracy that is Larry.
Okay.
Oh,
this is about all I do know.
Yeah.
I know a little bit.
So I want to hear about this.
This is, in my opinion, like the scariest the fandom got because it got so deep. And I just want, like, for the record, Harry and Louis have denied this.
Okay.
Multiple times. This is not a real thing. But people truly believe that Louis and Harry.
What's crazy is they're on the same side next to Shane.
That's not a coincidence.
That's not a coincidence. None of it is.
Whoa.
People truly believe that they are in a secret relationship because management will not let them publicly be out. Mind you, they are no longer with the same management that they were with in One Direction. But people to this day still believe that they are hiding it. And they have, honestly, some of it is really good, believable research. But a lot of it is like, okay, that's a stretch. So we're going to get into it.
Okay, they think because they have the same management wouldn't let them out, meaning like coming out or going out together?
Both.
That so, they need to be straight dudes to keep the girl fan base
going. But they don't have the same management anymore.
No, they were under the same management when they were in One Direction. And it started on X Factor because in the video diaries, they were young teenage boys. They were very close. They were goofing around as teenage boys do. And people were convinced that they were dating because of it. And I think at first it became kind of like lighthearted shipping and like they leaned into it a little bit. But it got really deep.
Okay.
And into a dark, scary place. There was in the beginning, they even started a movement. I think what was it called? Oh, it was Time to Come Out Larry, because the Larrys believed that if they did this, management would see that the fan base wasn't homophobic and then they would let them come out.
Can you give me the definition of Larry?
Larry is a conspiracy that Louis Tomlinson and Harry Styles are in a private relationship because management won't let them. And their ship
their names
is
combined.
Larry Stylinson.
This is now a
That's
very,
all it is.
This is now a very... Have you not heard of, like, people say Amangela?
Oh, a million times.
Yeah, or, like, you know, Shamian and stuff.
Yeah, Anthony.
There's a court Mangela, so I guess we're having a threesome.
Yeah. It's fascinating. That's, like, a kind of common thing now, because as soon as I began, I knew about E. Anthony, that Smosh fans, there's a sect of them that still hold that they are in love.
But is it always... Shipping their names together, does that always mean sexual?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No,
I think it's changed.
Harry and like Niall had like a really big bromance and they were nary. Like people like loved them. Like you can ship them like in a platonic friendship way, but Larry, people took it very seriously.
Okay.
I think it's a mixture of everything. But it's always been interesting to me and I wasn't really aware of it until I was on Smosh of like, oh, certain fans want this to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, really bad.
And I'm like, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So, okay, we'll get into the beginning.
What else do you have?
A knife.
Okay, so this
a knife. Cut your hands and we will put our blood together.
So it is known that Harry and Louis met at the urinals at X Factor. And we know this because Harry tweeted, "I'm glad I was stood next to you at the urinals. If I had to get someone's pee splash on me, I'd much rather have your pee than his."
That's the most 2010 tweet.
This is
literally
very 2010. And this is about Louis. And so this is where like the romance rumors begin because Harry has a tattoo of Hi And Louis has a tattoo of Oops. And in Larry's mind, that was the first conversation that they had when they were at the urinals, and they tattooed it to commemorate their first meeting.
Pee all over you? Let's get that tattooed. What?
Check it out, Louis. I got your penis tattooed on my penis.
Yeah, it's platonic.
It's platonic, dude. That's so funny.
That's where it starts.
Hi, oops.
That's where it starts. Stop. And awesome. They would do things like that with like all their tattoos. They were like, they have matching tattoos that are not matching whatsoever. It's like Harry has an anchor. Louis has like nautical ropes.
Does Louis have a couple tattoo? And Harry has the butterfly?
No, but Harry has a butterfly.
Caterpillar?
And Louis has,
you know what I meant.
Louis has a tattoo in the same place as his butterfly, so they must have got it together. So that's where that starts.
What do you guys think?
They both have nautical tattoos. Nobody gets nautical tattoos.
No one has. They're both ever on a ship. They're shipped
that
together.
Oh.
You get it. You get it.
Okay, that was real.
Some other fun theories. This is one of my favorite ones. It's the chicken parm theory.
I love chicken parm.
So
yum. Yum, yum, yum.
So Harry posted a photo of Louis cooking him chicken parm. And then later in an interview, Louis talks about how he cooked his girlfriend chicken parm. And he can only have cooked it one time, you guys. This was the same incident. Harry is Louis's girlfriend. And that's what they were talking about.
Chicken parm is a staple in life. You cook it many, many, many times.
Right. And maybe it's the only thing he knows how to cook, you know?
Correct.
Chicken parm, giving someone chicken parm is no different than that fruit in Kingdom Hearts. You know, you're bonded from that point on.
I get some, that our reference. Fan.
Okay. I'm glad you get it.
I'm gone.
We're going to bring Damien on and he'll explain Kingdom Hearts lore to you.
Great.
That'll be
perfect.
The most insane experience of your life.
Is that a video game?
Kingdom Hearts?
See, she didn't know.
You just said that you understood the reference.
I was being sarcastic, but you didn't catch it.
Oh, shame.
Kingdom Hearts is the Keyblade. It's the Disney games.
You know what feels good? It's
Disney
to be on
has
this
video
side
games
of the conversation. It all feels right, really good to let Shane sit in this.
We can move on from Kingdom Hearts. Our fan base is going to lose their shit on this one.
There's so many video game nerds watching this episode of One Direction.
I'm telling you. Well, the Kingdom Hearts, I guarantee the Kingdom Hearts One Direction, there's crossover.
There's overlap.
There's definitely overlap.
I believe it. I'm sure there's some. Sorry.
He's not going to let this go. He's going to say it one
it's
more
a
time.
Disney, it's a Disney nerd thing.
I didn't know it was Disney.
Yeah, it's.
Do you think Disney nerds are One Direction stands?
I think Kingdom Hearts specifically, because it's very romantic. It's very, and it came out around the same time.
Oh, okay.
And it's.
Is it a movie?
No, it's a series of video games. But you're playing as like anime types of like characters who are like young and cute and whatever. And then you have like Mickey Mouse and Goofy fighting alongside of you too.
Oh, okay.
It's got all the Disney characters. You eventually like.
Sounds pretty sick.
Go through all their worlds.
Sounds pretty sick.
You ever seen a Tommy Lee Jones movie?
Yes.
All right, let's move on.
I've watched The Fugitive.
There's more than that.
I've watched Men in Black.
Okay.
So many references I do not know.
You don't know Men in Black?
I know that one.
You don't know The Fugitive? All right,
I know that.
We'll move on. It's too sad.
Okay, so Larry deepens, partly because Louis and Harry kind of lean into it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're friends. They have banter. You know, like Harry admits in an interview that like his first crush was Louis. They would flirt on Twitter, like, a lot. Like, for example.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I think that's Let me find it.
I think that's fine.
I know I printed it out, but there's this one iconic tweet where, like, Louis, like, Harry Styles is always in my heart, and this is the second most liked tweet ever.
In the world?
In the world. Next to Ellen's Oscar selfie.
Oh, that's such a good one.
That's such a good
one. So they were, like, a little bit aware. They were, like, leaning in a little bit.
How were you feeling about Larry at this time?
I was never a Larry. I thought it was a little, like, odd.
Well, you didn't want it to happen because you wanted to marry Harry.
Right, I wanted to marry Harry.
So it'd be heartbreaking.
Right. I think also a big part of the Larrys was like pressuring people to come out, which I don't agree with. I think that's kind of the weird side of it.
Yeah.
Like if it was true, I think you should let people come out on their own accord.
Of course.
Definitely.
Explore themselves.
Of course.
But it just got a little like crazy.
Yeah.
Like they moved in with each other. Harry and Louis.
Oh.
And so then people think they have a song called 18 that I'm pretty sure was written by like Ed Sheeran, not even them. But they're convinced that the song is about them because the lyrics are, I've loved you since we were 18. And Louis was 18 when they moved in with each other. And Harry was 16. But Larry's pointed out that you move in with people typically when you're 18. So what they probably meant with the lyrics was that like Harry felt like he was 18. And so they wrote the song about that moment.
Okay.
See, so there's like stuff like that.
I feel like you and me are having our daughter home for a vacation and we're like, so what's been going on? Wait a second. They probably had to move in together because I feel like if they're that young in a band, they all have to room with
each
other.
Right, and they were friends.
And they were BFFs.
They're like best friends. Yeah.
They sound like they're best buds.
No, they were deeply in love. And that's why they moved in. So it gets crazier as we get to the bandana movement. This was a fan-made thing that at every show, so the boys each had microphones that were associated with a specific color, and Harry's was green and Louis was blue.
Terry?
Harry.
I said Terry.
Harry was green.
Terry is his auntie.
Terry is his aunt. So he had green, he had blue. They had other colors, but it's not important.
And what?
So
but
the
fuck those guys.
Okay. Fuck those guys. They're not important. And so the fans were like, okay, every show, wear a bandana of like your favorite boy that corresponds with their color. And so for one of those shows, Harry wore a blue bandana, which is Louis's color. And so they were like, he has confirmed it. They are together. Isn't that, don't you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That means they're together.
Oh my God.
That's the sign I was looking for.
Oh my God.
I thought you were going to say they tied their bandanas together like a fucking
and then started
Bloods
making
and
out
from the 90s. I was like, it was going to be like.
They tied their bandanas together so the whole time they're this close to each other kissing. Yeah, I see that. I see that they're actually together based on that.
That's what it meant before when the gangs did it, so.
Well, there was probably a fanfic written about that because there was a lot of fanfictions about them being in gangs. So that probably exists somewhere.
Somehow this episode pissed off One Direction fans and the Bloods and the Crips. So we're not sure how we got them all on us, but.
Oh my God.
Okay, this goes so deep.
So
Harry wears the blue bandana.
Yeah, that's it. That was just a
And Louis doesn't wear the green bandana?
Nope. And Harry only wore it once. He also, this is during an era where Harry wears bandanas almost daily. It's just part of his wardrobe. And it happened to be blue this day. And so they were like, he's confirming Larry.
Do you also think maybe, I wonder if Harry, being the cheeky, funny guy he was, that he thought it was a little amusing.
I think
played into it a little bit.
So there were these bondage bears.
Bondage bears?
What?
What? The Care Bears look down the street and they're just like, don't go down there.
Do not go down there. The bondage bears
care a lot.
There were these gay little bondage bears.
they can't see. Oh,
what
wait,
kind of bear would you like to build today? Oh, you know what kind of bear I'm building.
One wrapped in leather and strapped up, ready to take it.
And people thought that Harry and Louis were behind these because someone threw this like little bondage bear on stage at one of their shows, and after that it would appear on like the crew scaffolding with each show, and like sometimes they'd be dressed up as like queer icons, sometimes they'd be reading like very important queer literature. There was also one time, he's reading a gay book.
Oh,
what's the gay book title?
The gay book?
Danny LaRue.
This one, there's a picture of someone named Larry with the bears, right? And this is something that people believed One Direction was doing. And when it gets weird, this is back to the color association, is these bears start having blue and green stickers on it. So the fans are convinced that Harry and Louis are putting these bears up at their shows to come out and be like, we are together. We are in a secret relationship. And then the bear gets a Twitter, right? The bear creates a Twitter account and it's posting all these photos. And then
he's like, help, I've been strapped up for hours.
Oh, there's also a second bear that appears. It's smaller. I forget the name, but it was also like dressed in bondage and has queer icons.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And this Twitter account posts like a hand of like five, alluding to 5 days. And so the fans are convinced.
5 days.
Oh my God. In 5 days, they're going to announce their relationship. Within these 5 days, the bear disappears. Right. And so we're like, what's going on? Like, Larry's going to come out.
The bear went to Palm Springs.
The bear's like,
I'm hanging out, dude.
I'm free of the straps. He's in the water. He's like, oh, my hands are separated. I can swim again.
What the fuck?
Isn't there orgies in Palm Springs? It could have gone to orgies.
No, I was going to say, I feel like he would love
that's
it.
That's not the bear that I was thinking about. I thought this bear just wanted to be free. All right.
Ooh, this is a bondage bear.
I was saying the bear was going on vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You can be kinky and swim. My God.
That's true. That's true. So the 5 days end, and we're all like, here it is. Larry's going to be confirmed. No, the bear just returns.
He's like, I had a blast. Well, got sunburned.
It's very clearly just made by some random person.
Well, so they finally ask the guys in an interview, they're like, hey, like, what's going on with these like gay little bears? And they're like...
The guy's like, hello, Harry, what's going on with these gay little bears? Channel 7.
And Harry's like, yeah, so the music we're making is coming along great.
He's like, but the gay little bears.
Well, everyone freaks out because all of the boys look to Louis. And so they're like, Louis starts them. And then Harry goes, oh, we don't know. That's just something our crew does. But the fans are like, the crew doesn't have time to change these bears and put them up every show. It's clearly Louis and Harry because they have open schedules. They're not busy at all. And that's the lore behind bondage bears.
As busy as any sort of set or production can get, you end up with so much time.
As a crew member, I have plenty of time to
It's like days of you can't breathe, and then it's like days of just, well, you have nothing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
Right. Yeah. So that's that lore.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay.
I had no idea.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So that was a big... Honestly, though, like at a certain point, I even believed the bears because it was like, who is doing this? And like the Larry... Like the crew choosing to agree that Larry was a thing. I don't know. It's weird.
You know what I just realized? I said hilarious. Hi, Larry. Us.
It's guys, everywhere.
Oops.
It's all connected.
Confirmed.
Oops.
It's all
confirmed.
Well, have you guys heard about 28?
28? The number 28?
Yeah. Have you heard about 28?
No.
This is, in my opinion, probably what confirms it.
Okay.
So Louis's soccer number is 28, and he has a tattoo of 28.
Okay.
And on September...
And Harry turned 28.
He did at some point. On September 28th of 2013, Ed Sheeran tweets, my best friend is getting married today. Mega awesome. Wicked cool. Ed Sheeran famously friends with Harry Styles. So fans speculate this must be about Larry. The next day, Harry tweets, we don't need no piece of paper from City Hall. Weird timing. No. His mom then tweets, good decision, Louis. Harry's mom tweets, good decision, Louis. So people think...
Yeah. That's how it
actually
works.
What else would they be talking about? They were married on September 28th.
You're so right.
And then it gets deeper.
Look, he was like, babe, I want to get married with your soccer number.
No, it gets deeper because Harry, he has a solo career, right? He performs tracks 2 and 8 on SNL. And what is that? That's 28.
That's 28. No.
Oh, and my then, God. And then July 21st, Harry has his first movie premiere. And Louis releases his second song, What 7 Plus 21?
28.
And then, 28. And 28. Then August 28th, Harry announces a world tour that's going to start September 19th. What's 9 plus 19?
28.
Holy shit.
Holy
dude.
Crap.
This is real.
Yeah.
You know, as someone who got married secretly from our fan base, I can say, like, Courtney and I had these types of plans.
Right. Lined what was up. Your number?
Our number was
69.
Yeah. 12.
And that's hidden in all of the content.
12, do you know what 1 plus 2 is? 3. And
address
three.
That.
Yeah.
And times 4?
12.
I literally didn't even know that. That's insane.
Okay, back to Larry. So all this stuff is happening. 28. So people are certain.
That they're
people
married.
That they're married.
That they're married.
And they just still have not come out yet because the management
thinks that the fans are homophobic.
Okay.
So if they came out, they think the fans would do what?
How large
of a... mean.
Or just leave, stop buying the product.
It sounds like they want them to come out because they're into it.
What percentage of the fan base do you think consisted of people who wanted this?
That's a good question. I would hope that like it's 5, but because of how loud they were, I fear it's like 60% of the fandom.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And they still exist.
Because I'm just thinking like if I'm the management, I'm looking like going, hey,
yeah,
this is how we make the money.
And they switched management like halfway through their career, and then they all went solo. And like Harry's managed by his best friend. So there's really no reason for them to keep it a secret. But Larry's today, they don't want them to come out anymore because they have realized that like if they were to come out, they would kind of seem like bad people for lying all these years and having multiple relationships. And like Louis had a baby.
Whoa.
So they don't want them to seem like bad people. So they want them to keep privately dating.
Okay.
Forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a good
compromise.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
So they wanted them to come out, and now they don't want them to speak about it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that logic.
I
don't actually, you know what? I retract that. I don't have any feelings about this logic whatsoever.
Yeah. So this did not die with One Direction. One Direction in 2015, they announced a hiatus. They did not break up. We're still waiting for them to get back together.
They've been on a hiatus for 9 years.
They told us it was going to be 18 months.
Wait, they went on a hiatus for 9 years.
And they announced it the day after my first One Direction concert, that they were going on a hiatus.
It's because of you.
You were
it
there.
Was my,
Harry was like,
it was my fault.
There she is.
And Zayn left One Direction the day before my birthday.
Wait.
So there are some coincidences.
What day is your birthday?
My birthday is March 26th.
28th?
He left the 25th. And I remember exactly where it was because it was my 9/11.
2 days.
Before.
Two days before.
28.
3 days before 28.
And you know what 2 plus 1 is?
3.
Times 4.
Oh my God, it was Larry.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's
they did.
Crazy.
Louis and Zayn did stop talking after.
So did Zayn leave One Direction before they announced that they were taking a hiatus?
Yes. So he leaves in March of 2015, which we all kind of saw coming because he started like being sick and not coming to like some shows. And then he was like on a vacation, and then like they announced it and we were like,
do we know why he left?
So it was because of like mental health issues. That's what he said. He commonly like hated performing. He had like really bad social anxiety. He did not like the music, which is so fair. I think he was just over it. Like their schedule was insane. They put out an album every single year, and then they toured the same album
that
year. So for 5 years, like they did not rest.
They had 5 albums.
They had 5 albums. Louis was not on.
Why did I think
Zayn
they had
was
like
on
two?
The last one. No, they had 5 albums. Yeah, so they were like pumping out like songs, and so
this
he was just
makes sense.
He was tired and sad, and
I'm sure
he wanted
exhausting.
A break.
Exhausting.
You know, looking back, I think we all like now like understand why Zayn left, and like no one's mad anymore. But like in the moment, like it was our 9/11. Like we all remember where we were the moment Zayn left.
Oh my God.
That is what we say. I don't remember 9/11. I remember Zayn leaving One Direction.
Fair. You know what was my 9/11?
9/11?
My 9/11 was definitely 9/11.
Got this. Okay. So this was devastating.
Yes, this was devastating.
I actually do remember Zayn leaving, and I remember people being like really devastated about
it. Well, because we were like, this is the end of the band, which then a few months later, they announced a hiatus. They finished their tour, and they release a fifth album. And so they promise that they're going to come back to tour that album in like about 18 months. They just need a hiatus. And we all believed them.
And they're
still waiting. Which honestly, they don't need to tour that album. It was kind of bad.
Are there still rumors of them coming back?
Very recently, they have been spotted hanging out. And normally, like, we don't believe it, but Harry's been with them. And he's never is seen with the guys.
Zayn too?
Zayn has like mended his relationship with Louis. They're like talking again. He's been saying very nice things about the band. And so there's rumors of a reunion soon. Because it's almost been 10 years since they
a good amount of time.
It's time for them to start their Vegas circuit.
Yeah. I could honestly see them doing that.
Oh, I'm sure they make so much money.
Do we think
I saw Backstreet Boys in Vegas.
Do we think when artists go to Vegas that it's the end?
No. But okay. It's just like I think it's well. No, it doesn't have to be.
Genuine question.
I feel like it is kind of a like, okay, my fan base is now older.
Right.
I feel like people go to Vegas when they're done releasing like tons of new music.
Got it.
To be fair, Elton John released obviously they're kind of reworks of like some of his old songs, but he had like recent big hits with those cool.
He did.
It would be kind of a bummer if they just went to Vegas. I feel like there's
they're
so many fans. They need to do.
I don't think so.
They're going to do more.
Okay.
That's not the end of Larry, unfortunately. So that's 2015. They go on a hiatus. Louis has a baby.
Whoa.
With a woman named Brianna, who he casually was seeing. That's really all we know about her.
Okay.
So this is in 2015, and this is called Baby Gate.
I'm asking this genuinely just for the were they married or was
no they
just,
okay. It was like very casual, giving like
so they could still believe things. They could still believe that.
Well, people were convinced that this was to cover up Larry.
Sure.
And that, like, the pregnancy was not real. And they were like, give it a few months. They're going to, like, conveniently announce a miscarriage. Like, this is fake. And then the pregnancy continued on. Her baby bump was growing. And they're like, it's Photoshop. It's not real. The baby's born. They're like, this timeline doesn't make sense. The fans do math to figure out her menstrual cycle and the day of conceiving to be like, this is a preemie. This baby needs to be in the NICU because she had the baby like a week early. And the fans are like, this is not possible. The baby's born. What? And then they're convinced the baby is a doll. It's not real. It's not a real baby.
Can you imagine being an adult and going like, wow, first years of my life, everyone thought I was fake.
Yep.
You know, the extents that they believe that Louis would go to hide this is
not
insane.
Louis, his management. He's being forced to hide the relationship outside of One Direction.
But what's insane, I don't know, this is where my brain goes, is I'm like, you know, a couple hundred years ago, I feel like royal courts and stuff would go
do
to
this.
Those
even
insane
in the 90s,
shit.
I feel
yeah,
like this
so right.
would happen to... To
no, I think so, but this feels a little.
Yeah.
Why did they call it Baby Gate? Because it was after Watergate.
Yeah.
Oh, gates are constantly.
It's just,
this is every fan base because in football, when Tom Brady deflated the balls, it was Deflate Gate. You know.
He deflated balls.
Tom Brady forever.
Yeah, the Patriots deflated
No one noticed.
The conspiracy is that they deflated, they lightly deflated balls to make them
easier to throw
because in really cold weather they get really hard.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So that's the theory.
So yeah, he has the baby. People think it's a doll. This one girl makes an Instagram account where she buys, you know, those like hyper realistic baby dolls.
Yes.
And she recreates every photo of this child whose name is Freddie. To prove that it's a baby doll.
Wow.
Also, the name is Freddy. They are convinced, if we go back to our gay ass little bears.
Freddy Fazbear.
No.
Yes.
They often would dress up the bears as Freddie Mercury. And so fans were convinced this is Harry's nod at Larry. He's screaming to be like, Larry is real. I'm forced to have this baby. Also, around the time he has his baby, Alan Rickman dies. How is this connected? Harry Styles.
Severus Snape?
Harry Styles.
I did not realize Alan Rickman was part of this.
Alan Rickman's like, I know about the bears. That's his voice.
Even better.
I know about.
Very good. Potter. Potter.
The management won't let them be.
All right, good. Go on. That's really good.
So Alan Rickman dies and Harry Styles does not tweet about it, which is weird, right?
Why?
That's weird. He must be upset that Louis had a baby.
Why? That's was what him and think. Alan close?
What?
He's British. His name's Harry. He must like Harry Potter.
Oh, no.
Must be a big fan
they're
of Alan
They're
Rickman.
A hive mind over on that island.
Oh,
one of
no.
them dies, they're all yep. like, they all feel it. Okay. Okay.
Also, Louis around this time would wear a lot of skull shirts, and so they were convinced that he was hinting to the fans that his baby was soon going to die.
Can we jump forward really quick?
Did
the Queen's death play any part in Larry lore?
Oh, probably, because they met the Queen.
Uh-oh. They're like, oh, she died after because she knows their secret.
Yeah.
And she was like, I have to die because you're not coming out.
And she
out.
Was the one who ultimately right. decreed that they cannot come out.
Right.
You cannot come out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's awful.
We're speedrunning pissing off the entire world.
Yeah, everyone yeah. is going to hate this episode.
No, well, they're going to love it.
We're going to make it up to them.
Okay.
Because I thought it would be really fun. Can we bring in the wigs? I thought it would be really fun if we fed the Larrys and you two read a Larry fanfic that I found.
Absolutely.
Wait, who am I going to be, though?
Who's who? You have to cast.
No, I'm going to let you guys decide because this is a very graphic, smutty fanfic, as they all are. So whoever would like to have them.
Harry.
If whoever wants to be the more inappropriate one, put on the Louis wig.
I'll let you. You know what?
I'll be the more inappropriate one.
First pick.
Okay, so while you get into your wigs, I'm going to give you a brief history.
Oh, honey.
Are you?
Oh, my God.
Who are you, Harry?
I'm Harry.
You're Harry? You're more like the first lady of.
Hey, what's up? I'm Harry.
That's how he talks.
All right.
How does Louis talk?
I actually don't. I'm trying to remember how he talks.
And very slow. He's like, hi, I'm Harry. And
Louis
he's
talk?
A bit faster and higher, but he's like, oi, I'm Louis.
Oi, I'm Louis. What's going on, mate? How
good.
Are you?
Louis.
Yeah?
You need to slow down. I can't.
Good.
I don't know. I don't know, like, the different region accents.
That
when
was giving.
When I go British, it's just like, it's the one.
It's okay, Shane.
I go friggin' Charles Dickens
Just
ass.
Be British and slow.
So, okay. Do I look sexy in this wig?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the feathering.
Shane, you had no response. That's crazy.
You look like a hot Midwest mom at, like, a barbecue.
Who wants ribs?
Yep.
You look like I left, like, QVC just turned on.
Now selling these cute little One Direction dolls. Oh, my God. These jeans have been worn, actually, by him. And we're not going to talk about this outfit, but, oh, my God, arms. Arms for days.
Now, Deborah, over here, I have the Larry edition. Now, these ones are selling like hotcakes right now. If you buy both of them together, it's $20. 15 individually bought together as a unit, as a loving couple.
You said hotcakes, and my brain just went haywire.
I know you with those hotcakes, Deborah.
I could eat them all night.
Get a little nice mist in my eyes.
Oh,
that's One Direction's Our Moment perfume. It is from 2010, so if it smells weird, I'm sorry.
I want to thank you for spraying it directly in my face.
It smells like I'm in Bath & Body Works in Victoria's Secret.
I'm sorry.
Oh, look at this. The crown jewels.
Let me see.
We got a lotion.
Here you go.
Our Moment. Body lotion. So many roses.
So
this doesn't
direction,
feel very One Direction.
had all these products.
They had about 6 or 7 perfumes.
Perfumes.
Yeah, and they had books, they had backpacks, they had pencils, they had toothbrushes.
The lotion is soft. Get in here.
Yeah. Why have I never really heard of like
whoa. That was so aggressive.
I've never really heard of like a band of like dudes making a perfume.
Yeah.
With roses
marketed towards women.
Trailblazing, if you will.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
So I'm going to give you guys a quick, brief history of the One Direction fanfics because it was truly a wild, wild, violent place. Almost every fanfic involved murder, kidnapping, gangs, drugs. Also, very, very horny, very smutty. But keep in mind, no one had actually experienced sex yet because we were children. So oftentimes right. you would either like cut to the next chapter or you'd get sentences like his quivering member. So that's what you guys have to look forward to.
Member, like member of a band.
Yeah, that's what the member was.
Yeah, fan fictions are, because I've read some fan fictions over the years here at Smosh, and it is always funny when you can tell that the person writing it is too young to to really know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I never read fanfics because I'm not a reader and I have a short attention span, but I would read Imagines, and they're about a paragraph. Imagines were like a paragraph long, and they often accompanied like a GIF. And so I would just like rewatch the GIFs over and over again and like imagine my own stories.
Cool.
This wig is very soft. So,
wait, you wouldn't read anything. You're just looking at a GIF.
Yeah, my favorite.
You said I would read Imagine that you talked about thinking. You just described thinking.
My favorite. Okay, there was two GIFs that were my favorite.
My favorite thing to read was a meme. It was awesome.
Okay, hold on. There was one where he was getting off the plane in Japan and he has this like red robe on and he's like in the crowd and he's signing autographs and he's chewing gum and the way his jaw clenches because he's like reaching far to... I had fantasies about that GIF. Like seeing the pulsing vein on his jaw was just...
You should write. Going,
I am a writer.
Darling, you should
Kiana.
Write.
Okay, so you're Harry, you're Louis. I'll do scene direction.
So Louis's just going to be like a kind of upper...
He's
more hyper.
Look, I'm going to ask forgiveness on my accent. It's probably going to change several times.
Me too.
Just be slow. Yeah, slower than you think.
Yeah, Josie, I'm sorry for disappointing you.
Yeah, same. I am going to disappoint you big time.
I also want to point out the title of this fanfic is Darcy because...
Mr. Darcy!
Mr. Darcy! No, because Harry Styles wanted to name his first daughter Darcy.
That's a great name.
Yeah, because it's Mr. Darcy. Everyone knows that.
I also, for a period of time, thought that was going to be the name of my first daughter because of him. So I feel an attachment to the name.
Okay, that's healthy.
All right, let's lock in.
All right.
Harry, once again, caught himself staring at Louis Tomlinson, the boy he had a crush on. Louis was openly gay as well, but Harry didn't think he'd be interested in him. Louis was hot. Seriously, hot. He has brilliant, light, baby blue eyes, feathery caramel hair swept to one side, and he's extremely fit. Harry drools over him. He's also the reason he's failing biology. He can't focus. Louis is a great student. He never talks, always pays attention, and has perfect grades. Occasionally, Louis would catch him staring, look back, and smirk, which would usually send Harry out of his trance. Harry was broken from his train of thoughts when the bell to go home rang. He needed to get home. This boy was going to be the death of him. He began packing his things, keeping his eyes locked on his desk, resisting the urge to stand at the hunk of a heaven behind him. He stopped for a moment when he saw a little slip of paper that someone threw onto his desk. He picked it up, unfolding it.
Hey, I'm Louis. Saw you staring. Babe, I know I'm sexy, but there's no need to drool. Maybe we should hang out. Or something. Smiley face. 437-97296. Call me.
A full number.
Harry gasped at the note. Louis Tomlinson was flirting with him. He looked around the room and spotted Louis walking out. Louis turned and winked at the love-struck boy, but Harry only gave a sheepish smile and a look that said, I'm about to pass out in return. Harry got home as fast as possible and pulled his phone out as he ran up the stairs. Once he shut the door to his room, he decided to text Louis because he was a nervous wreck when he even looked at him, let alone talk.
Hi. So I guess you figured it. I kind of have a crush on you.
Louis replied almost instantly.
Don't worry, babes. I'm sexy and so are you. I'd fuck you any day.
Well, get Harry, right to it.
Harry gasped at Louis's text, not even thinking a perfect little angel student like Louis would use such language. Harry got a little too carried away with the flirting.
Oh, really? Even right now?
He hit send and couldn't
turning into Austin Powers.
He had said he couldn't believe what he just typed.
Totally. Where you live, sweet cheeks?
So Harry gave him his address, and he replied that he'd be there in 10. He came over, and they played video games for a while, but that led to kissing, which led to fucking.
Naturally.
Of course.
They're playing Kingdom Hearts.
Okay. Had to bring it back.
Louis was thrusting into Harry.
That's right. I thrust.
Caused frustrated groans and moans sounding from both boys. As they reached their climaxes, they both let out a muffled cry of warning before releasing.
Oh, yeah. Story of my life.
Oh, they rode out their highs, Harry felt some of Louis's cum dripping down his thigh and pulled away from him in the realization that he didn't wear a condom, which wasn't good.
What's wrong, mate?
Oh, God, no, 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 no. Did you not wear a condom?
No, we're both guys. It's not like I'd knock you up or something. Sorry, I didn't know it mattered.
Louis, you just don't understand. Look, I have this condition where I have ovaries and a womb and stuff. I'm able to have a baby. And since you didn't wear a condom, I may be pregnant. And please, for fuck's sake, believe me, because this isn't funny or a joke.
Oh, my God, Harry, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, I'm terrible. I got you pregnant.
No. No, we don't know that. I have to take a pregnancy test. Right now. It'll work right now.
I have one. My mom has one in the bad...
Harry panickingly got up and running towards the bathroom where he kept numerous male pregnancy tests.
I just... Okay.
10 minutes later.
Harry, you've been in there 10 minutes. Are you okay?
He opens the door to see a sobbing, heartbroken Harry. He walked over and picked up the pregnancy test, which had a big blue plus sign on it.
Harry, you're going to be all right, okay?
No, I'm not. I'm a pregnant 15-year-old. I'm a slutty man whore. And now everybody gets to see that. And what will my mum think, huh? She wanted to raise a perfect virgin son until I got married. You had to come and blow that for me.
I'm sorry.
Lou, I didn't mean that. It's not your fault. It's mine. I have condoms with me, and I could have easily told you to wear one. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
Harry, it's okay. We'll get through this.
Darcy Louise Style Tomlinson was born on July 23rd, 2012 at 8:22 p.m. And that's One Direction.
Well, I have to be honest. That went directions I didn't expect.
No, it went one direction.
It went one direction.
Straight to having a baby.
I love in this universe how the pregnancy test works immediately.
Yeah.
And there's male pregnancy tests, just a bunch.
Harry was impregnated immediately as well.
Yes, right
moments
off the
bat. Moments after conception.
Yeah, just
my sperm is strong.
Yep.
Just bam.
Wow, this was...
What a world.
This was, you know, heartbreaking and heartwarming and sweet cheeks.
Yeah.
Love that.
And that's Larry, you know.
Wow.
Did this convince you at all to kind of...
Sure. No.
No. I mean, maybe. Wow. They move fast.
Yeah.
They move really fast.
Fanfics always do.
Wow.
Whew.
So is that Louis's real number?
I believe so, yeah.
That's awesome.
The real number being written out is the funniest part of this whole story. That's just such a dumb thing. Just like, okay.
Yeah.
This was excellent. Thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you for reading it.
How did you discover this story?
I just went on Wattpad and searched.
And it was like the first
I did.
One.
I wrote it like right before this.
No, she wrote it.
How I feel about it.
Yeah, I'd say it's written in your style.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really in my voice.
Yeah. It's signed Aaron at the bottom, which is crazy.
Right. Damn. Okay. Wow.
The last piece of lore I want to leave you guys with is one of my favorites.
Okay.
And it is believed that Harry Styles has killed a man with his car.
Okay.
Okay.
So when he was dating Taylor Swift,
He was dating Taylor Swift
in 2012. Yeah.
That's too much. Those two cannot be together. That's crazy.
They realize it was too powerful.
They both have to go on tour. They can never be together.
They dated, I don't even know. I want to say it was a few months. Oh, so she wrote a song about a car accident where it was like 20 stitches in the hospital room type of thing. And so the song alludes to hitting someone with their car. And so people, this song is about Harry. And so like it's just like kind of known that he's hit someone with his car and like never addressed it.
So the Swifties play a part.
The Swifties play a huge part in this, yeah.
So she wrote about hitting someone with their car and they automatically thought it was Harry who hit someone with his car.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because there was like parallels. Like she sang about him, someone being from like Cheshire, and he's from Cheshire. There's a song called Style. His last name is Styles.
Yeah. Well, she does write songs about
songs about her.
So, oh, really? Yeah.
Which one?
There was Perfect. There's like a line. It's like, if you're looking for someone to write your breakup songs about, baby, I'm perfect. Also, like, Two Ghosts is like assumed to be. There's so
he's
many.
He's got his other song called That's Taylor like its own. Swift. This one's for you.
You guys want to hear about Naughty Boy?
All right. You know what? This is already our longest episode ever. Might as well keep going.
That's true.
So in 2015.
Do we keep these wigs on?
Please do.
You know what's cool? Is the boys have been holding up my mic this whole time.
They really are.
They've been working very supportive. So hard.
I'm so excited to hear anything more about them.
No.
I now understand why I forgot. I didn't know that Liam existed.
Yeah, because no one discusses.
Quick facts. So Niall had to get a knee replacement because he would do this like jump on stage, and he did it so much that he like fucked his knee up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and so he had to get knee surgery.
Holy crap.
Liam. So when Zayn left One Direction, he started working with this producer called Naughty Boy.
Cool.
And so Naughty Boy tweeted this photo of Zayn and himself and said, replace this. Because like Liam had made a joke about replacing Zayn in One Direction. And so Naughty Boy tweeted this photo with Zayn, in which Louis responded, remember when you were 12 and used to think those Mac filters for your pictures were cool? Some people still do. Ha. So then they started beefing on Twitter.
Whoa!
It was huge. It was a huge moment.
That's crazy.
Keep in mind, like, these are, like,
that is real 20s. Beef.
Like, they're, like, still hormonal. They're still chaotic. So then they start fighting on Twitter.
Replace this.
So then Naughty Boy responds, and some people can't even sing, but who's complaining when there's autotune?
Dang!
Louis responds, Jesus, forgot you were such an in-demand producer. How does it feel to be riding on the back of someone else's career? Then Zayn chimes in, responding to Louis, remember when you had a life and stopped making bitchy comments about mine? This was major.
Dang!
The boys were literally fighting online.
Okay, this is real.
And this is huge because Zayn... Ooh, I'm so sorry.
My mic.
Zayn and Louis were best friends.
Aww.
They often smoked weed together.
Cool.
That was really all they did together, but they were really good friends because
of it. Well, it's because Louis found someone else. Harry.
Whoa.
Am I right?
Whoa. And then Zayn found Naughty Boy.
And Gigi Hadid.
He did find Gigi Hadid.
And then his daughter.
But then, a few months later, Naughty Boy releases Zayn's music video that was supposed to be secret. And so this is one of the most iconic tweets in the fandom history.
Whoa.
Zayn tweets, you fat joke, stop pretending we're friends, no one knows you, at Naughty Boy.
Oh, and so then, now he hates Naughty Boy,
and he says, someone learned how to upload a video, maybe now he should learn how to use Logic, ha, you ain't shit but a faker. So we don't really know what happened between Zayn and Naughty Boy, but all of the original beef was for nothing.
Which music video?
I don't even remember. It wasn't like an important or cool one.
Wow.
That's legit beef.
That's
so that was
crazy.
In 2015, yeah, that was the Twitter fight of a century.
But I feel like, have things cooled down since then? Like,
so Zayn didn't speak to anyone for like a while. And then I think as they got further away from One Direction, the other guys came out. Like, even like Harry kind of spoke that they didn't really get along with Zayn. They were upset with him for like how he left because they didn't know he was leaving. He didn't even tell them. He just left one day. Mm. And then they were told that like Zayn's gone. And they're like, what do you mean Zayn's gone? Damn.
Which way do these hairs go? Okay. That's crazy. That is actual beef.
Yeah, so they did not get along for a few years.
Wow. But things seem to be better than they've ever been since the breakup.
Yeah, I think in like the past few months, Zayn has said that like they've fixed their beef. Niall said that the group chat is more alive than ever. Like all five of them have a group chat and they're
like they all came back. They all came back from a group chat.
Yeah.
What I will say about One Direction that I don't think Backstreet Boys or NSYNC ever had is they all had really good individual success.
Yeah.
Like most of them, except for I don't know much about Liam. But and I don't know much about Louis.
So Louis went down the hosting route. He started to judge on X Factor. He also produces like a lot of music. He's like big in like the club scene.
Okay.
He wrote most of One Direction's music with Liam. They were like the front writers. Most of the like favorite songs. So like Louis is very like behind the scenes. He's successful. He has a kid. Liam has a kid. Zayn has a kid. Zayn has just announced he's going on tour again, which is huge because he had his whole like social anxiety and performance anxiety thing, so we're excited for that.
Wasn't he like living on a farm or something?
He still lives on a farm in like Pennsylvania, I believe. He has like cows and chickens.
Good for him.
That's awesome.
And Gigi Hadid's daughter.
There you go.
Good for him.
And Niall golfs.
Okay.
He looks loves like to it. Golf, and he has a long-term relationship with a very lovely woman. And Harry's, you know, Harry's around. He's mysterious. He just broke up with someone.
Well,
he's
Harry's
wearing a lot of sweats.
He's been dating a lot of people.
Yeah, he dates a lot.
A Jenner.
Harry's just massive.
Olivia Wilde.
Like, yeah, no, biggest. He's huge. He's probably like the most successful. Niall has had a lot of success too in his solo career.
Yeah, but Harry Styles is Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is like
I feel like
it.
He's a trademark name now.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is Harry Styles your favorite?
Harry Styles is my favorite. He's been my favorite since 2014, so 10 years.
Do you still hold on that there's a chance, like
of him dating me?
With you and Harry?
No, I've really thought about it, and I don't think we would get along very well because he's an Aquarius and I'm an Aries.
Okay, don't do that.
I'm an Aquarius,
and we hate each other.
Don't you think though? Because this is what I was
saying. And I'm an Aries rising.
This is what I meant to say earlier. Is like if I love a celebrity, I would never want to meet them.
No, I never.
What if you met him and you just like you're the first conversation is just like bad.
I cannot meet him because I know he cannot live up to my idea of him, and I need that idea that a man can be like that to carry on with my life.
I think that's
so. I can't meet him.
That's very wise.
Yeah,
I think so too. I wouldn't want to meet my biggest fan crush.
If we were to meet, I would friend zone him. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So because then he would like be like, why doesn't she
want
me? And
I'd be so smart.
So smart.
That is my plan.
That's really smart.
Yeah. We're big fans of that.
Yeah.
Friend zoning people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. I've got a lot to think about now. Thank you, Aaron. This has been insane.
Do you guys feel like you understand One Direction now? And
this lore runs about as deep as Five Nights at Freddy's.
I understand the fans of One Direction.
And this was truly just like dipping our toes in.
You know what? I get it because this was like at the beginning of like the internet, like we know it now. And so it really was the first time where they could come together as a community and talk this much all the time. Back in the 90s and early 2000s, you didn't have it.
No.
You could talk about it with your friends.
But then you just assumed what was happening.
But
you
didn't have the communities online. So it makes sense that this spiraled because I think young people who are fans of this didn't realize what was happening.
No.
Like, technologically and societally, what we were drifting towards.
No, that's true. And I think even to this day, like, if I meet someone who was a One Direction fan, they're automatically already so vetted to me. Like, that sense of community is, like, they understand me on a level that, like, most people don't. And I think that a lot of people don't get that about One Direction. Like, yes, it's about these guys, but it was more about like the community and the fandom like that we created.
That's cool.
That makes sense.
And it was a cool thing to be a part of.
Wow.
And you're still a part of it because they might
reunite.
If they reunite,
and I will be there.
If they reunite, you're going to be like a One Direction
fan. 100%. Well, I'll go to the shows. I don't know if I'll like want it to continue because I really like their individual music.
Yeah.
But it's like they should for old time's sake, you know?
Okay. They could at least do it once.
At least once. I think they will.
I feel like they could do the Super Bowl.
I get worried when bands That'd be crazy. Reunite. I get worried about that.
That's fair.
It's never quite the same.
No.
I think if they did it now, because they're like bigger now than they were when they broke up, I almost feel like, individually.
Yeah.
So it could be a big thing, but bands usually reunite like 20 years later.
It's too soon.
Because wasn't NSYNC planning on it or something?
Then Britney's book came out, and then Justin went on tour. But I wasn't sure if they said they were coming back just to like pump up Justin's tour.
It seems like it. That flopped.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
One martini.
Well, if One Direction comes back, I'll take you two.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I wear this?
Yeah, can I wear this?
I would prefer that you wear those wigs.
I hope so. So we really look like our parents.
Well, do you think, if they come back, do you think the gay bears will be there?
Oh, 100%.
Wow.
Do you want to dress up as gay bears? And that's a yes.
You would have to wear bondage.
let me think about that.
Okay.
It'll be fun to go and to be able to recognize all the stuff.
Yeah.
All the bandanas, all the gay bears.
Yeah.
All the 28s.
All the 28s everywhere.
I just wear a shirt that has 28 written all
over it. Honestly, we should go hard. We should have it all.
28 written everywhere, a bunch of bondage, and then just blue fucking. And I'm like, One Direction's back. And everyone's like, whoa, no. Go away.
Awesome.
Great.
Well.
Well.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks. I'm going to take my dolls back now.
Oh.
Okay.
My mic's going to fall.
Lotion, and here is the fan fiction that you
wrote.
I didn't write.
I did not write this.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Aaron. That was eye-opening.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you all for watching. Let us know in the comments how much of a One Direction fan you are.
And if you believe everything.
Yeah. What do you believe? All right. Bye.
Goodbye.
We took a chance. Someone will get that. It's if you know, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.